Then pleased it the apostles and elders with the whole church to send chosen men of their own company to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas, namely Judas, surnamed Barsabbas, and Silas. By the way, notice that man Silas. He's going to be a partner with Paul, chief among the brethren. And they wrote letters by them after this manner. Listen to this. This is so lovely. Oh, today, if Christians could learn to act like Christians were intended to act. Listen to this. The apostles and elders and brethren send greeting unto the brethren which are of the Gentiles in Antioch and Syria and Cilicia. Now, these are the Gentiles that turn to God. They send to them this lovely letter. For as much as we've heard that certain which went out from us have troubled you with words, subverting your souls, saying ye must be circumcised and keep the law, to whom we gave no such commandment. They have no authority to give you that line at all. And anybody tries to put you under law, friends, just doesn't have the authority of the Word of God. Verse 25, it seemed good unto us, being assembled with one accord, to send chosen men unto you with our beloved Barnabas and Paul. Isn't that lovely? And now they say, men that have hazarded their lives for the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And friends, what have you suffered for him? What has it cost you to follow him? If it's not costing you anything, and if it hasn't caused you to take a stand in order that you might give the Word of God out. I want to say this to you very candidly. I personally don't want to listen to you because you have many things to say to me. The church there says these men have hazarded their lives. You listen to them. Now, verse 27, we have sent therefore Judas and Silas, who shall also tell you the same things by our mouth. Now, we're not just letting Paul and Barnabas come back and tell you because you would say, well, of course, they'd bring back that kind of report. We're sending a couple of our brethren along to confirm what they're going to tell you. Verse 28, for it seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us. Isn't that lovely? To lay upon you no greater burden than these necessary things, that ye abstain from meats offered to idols and from blood, from things strangled, from fornication, from which if ye keep yourselves, ye shall do well. Fare ye well. That's all we got to say to you. Isn't that lovely, friends? What a lovely note this is. Now, verse 30. So when they were dismissed, they came to Antioch. And when they'd gathered the multitude together, remember, friends, the church was a big thing then. The multitude came together. They delivered the epistle, which when they had read, they rejoiced for the consolation. You know, there's consolation and comfort in the gospel, friends. There's nothing but condemnation in the law. The law condemns me. The law is a mirror. When I look in it, I say, oh, McGee, you're ugly. McGee, you've fallen short of the glory of God. But the gospel says, come on to God. He wants to receive you, and he can save you by grace. It comforts us, you see. Now, we find here, and Judas and Silas, being prophets also themselves, exhorted the brethren with many words and confirmed them. And after they had tarried their space, they were let go in peace from the brethren unto the apostles. Notwithstanding, it pleased Silas to abide there still. Silas and Paul got along. Silas said, I like this fellow Paul. I'm going to stay with him. And he stayed there at the church in Antioch. And maybe he liked the idea that they were serving pork at the Gentile table, by the way. Maybe like that. I don't know. But he stayed. Verse 35, Paul also and Barnabas continued in Antioch, teaching and preaching the word of the Lord with many others also. Actually, Barnabas and Paul were the pastors of the church, but now it's Paul and Barnabas.